Today, let's look at the phrase make efforts. This is another one I hear a lot in Japan, but I don't hear that phrase as much from native speakers. For example, let's make efforts to improve sales next quarter. There's nothing wrong with the grammar, but it just sounds like an awkward translation, rather than a native-sounding phrase. It's not idiomatic, so it doesn't sound natural. I'm Paul Preston, and this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English for English learners. If you find yourself using make efforts often, here are some tips and alternative vocabulary you can try. Let's look at the previous statement. Let's make efforts to improve sales next quarter. I wonder how serious the speaker is. Does he really want to improve sales, or does he just want to make the boss happy? Well, let's assume that he's pretty serious, but maybe he feels that sales improvements are going to be difficult. The sentence he might use is, "Okay, everyone, let's make an effort to improve sales next quarter." It sounds like he wants to, but he's not sure he can. We often use make an effort as a replacement for try. He can also add some adjectives in the phrase. Let's make a serious effort. Or, let's make a concerted effort. Yeah! Maybe, instead, he wants to give the impression that he really wants to, and intends to, try very hard next quarter. He might want to say, "We will strive to increase sales next quarter." The word strive means to work hard or try hard. It's a powerful word with a very positive meaning. Another popular idiomatic expression that might be useful here is make every effort. We will make every effort to increase sales next quarter. This phrase has a somewhat polite or formal sound to it, and is often used in customer relations communication. While it does sound more formal, it may not have the strength and confidence that the word strive has. Still, it is a popular choice for companies to use in their public relations communications. So, we have three options for replacing make efforts: to make an effort, to strive, or to make every effort. Don't forget to make a serious effort or make a concerted effort. Next time, choose the one that fits your situation, but avoid using make efforts. Your English is going to sound better.
Come visit and become a member of the Venture English homepage. We have a new course available on emailing skills, and we have some other free lessons for members. If you have a question for me, please email me anytime. Just go to the Venture English webpage and click on the podcast badge. That's VENTURENGLISH.com. I'd love to hear from you, and please leave a comment on the Apple Podcast or Google Play Store. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.